Welcome back. We are up to Perek B's Mishnah Dala, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4, in Maseches Trumos. And we continue in our discussion of talking about when I can separate Truma from one thing to exempt another thing, and or am not allowed to do such a thing. Says the Mishnah, Ein tormen mimin al she'ino mino. I can't separate Truma from one type of produce for another type of produce. So, for example, I can't separate Truma from my oil in order to exempt the Truma obligation from my wine. Vim taram in Truma so Truma, but if I did separate Truma from one type of produce for another, so you say, okay, maybe b'di'evit is kosher? No. Even b'di'evit, it's not a kosher Truma. You have to do it again. This is not even midoraisa midorabanan, seemingly. It's just across the board, one wouldn't be obligated to do a new truma, and so kol minchitim echad. But nonetheless, says the Mishnah, at the end of the day, all types of wheat are considered as one thing. So if I want to separate from one type of wheat for another type of wheat, that would be okay. And kol min te'inimu gro garost udvela echad, and all types of figs, whether it's fresh figs, dried figs, pressed figs, that's all one category. V'tori mizeh alzeh, and I can separate from one type of wheat for another type of wheat, and I can separate from one type of fig for another type of fig, all that would be totally permissible. But then says the Mishnah, an important rule in which there is an argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, that's kol makum sheyesh kohen torim mina yafeh, that wherever a kohen is available, so that I can give my truma to him right away. So then says the Tanakhama, I should separate my truma from the best produce that I have. So if I have like fresh figs and dried figs, well, the fresh figs are a higher quality, so I should separate my truma from my fresh figs for both my fresh and dried truma, dried figs, because fresh figs are better, so better to separate from that. That's the ideal. But says the Tanakhama, and it's at this point that Rabbi Yehuda will argue, that wherever a coin is not available, meaning like you're not sure when is he going to come around, whatever, but you know you have to take away your truma to separate the truma, so then I should separate my truma from the produce that lasts longer, meaning even if it's not the best produce. So for example, when you have fresh figs and dried figs, well, fresh figs may taste better, but dried figs taste longer. So I have to take. So it's what I should do is I should separate my truma from the dried figs for both the dried and the fresh figs, because then expand the opportunity for the kohen to actually be able to come and take it. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer le'olam hu torim min hayafeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no matter what, I always separate my truma from the best produce. Even if the kohen isn't available, I take it from the produce that tastes better and not the one that will last longer. So for Rabbi Yehuda, in any case, you will always take for this specific example, from the fresh figs as opposed to the dry figs. That was Mishnah Dala. Continuing along these same lines, along this exact machlokas, says Mishnah Hey, Tormin batzal katan shalem below chatziv batzal gadol. So if truma has to be taken from a group of onions and there is no kohen who is available, so according to the Tanakhama, I should designate a whole small onion as truma, as opposed to a half of a big onion. What's going on over here? So big onions evidently usually taste better than small ones, but since a whole onion is going to last longer than half of an onion that's larger, so the whole onion that's smaller should be used as truma if no kohen is available. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo ki ela chatziv batzal gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you always should take your truma from half of the big onion. That should always be the truma, because the big onion is always going to be tastier. And then finally concludes the Mishnah that there are two different types of people. There are those who live in cities and those who live in villages. Those who live in cities usually eat a superior type of onion to those who live in villages, and those who live in villages usually eat onions that last longer than those that live in cities. So therefore, b'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would say, along the lines of his opinion, tormin b'tzalim mibnei hamedina al ha-kufrim, that I'm allowed to, that I can separate truma, that I can designate onions of those people who live in the city as truma to fulfill my obligation for the onions of those who live in the villages, of alom min ha-kufrim al b'nei hamedina. But I can't designate my onions from villagers as truma for onions of those people who live in the city, because the onions of city dwellers are politiken, is politics, those who are in politics, those who are the food of these onions are like the food of the very special higher echelons people, the higher individuals of nobility. So these onions The city dollars are higher quality, and they taste better, and so therefore this is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that you always separate the food, the onions that taste better, no matter what, in any situation. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.